Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 family. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are in the classroom doing radio. I always get excited around this time of the day. That means I have made it through my fast. I got about 3/4 of my shrine work done. So that means all this work is going to get done tonight, which I love being able to get our work done early so we're not up late at night dying trying to get all of our work done, you know. Let's start working this early. It's been a great day physically, mentally, emotionally. Half of it because it's a good day. The other half because I said it was going to be a good day. I was intentional in my thought when I said, I really am looking forward to a good day. I need a good day. And so I was so glad that the universe saw enough of me to say, you know what? She's been good. We're going to allow her this good day because she won't see it no other way. So let's go ahead and walk ahead of her. Provide protection for her. Give her that good energy that she needs. We're going to do all these positive things for her because she's loyal, she's faithful, she's loving, she's kind. She's all these things to whoever she tries to meet. So we're going to try to work on her good day. So I'm glad to get to this part of the day where I can kind of look back and reflect on the moment. It's been a busy, busy season so far. I mean, my goodness, A Wonderful Approach. We are pounding this thing out. I mean, it's hard to believe it, but it's almost the end of June. We are right there at midway. We're at summer solstice. It's a lot going on right here. You know, we're walking into cancer season. You know, we got a lot going on, a lot going on. Of course, there's retreat life. I know Mother Eagle Ministries is having her annual retreat. Don't give me the lion. I'm going to say on the 28th. Did I do that right? I think it's on the 28th of July. Going to Sacolo. I don't know if there's any spots left, but there might be one or two. And those retreats fill up quickly. So if you want to, you know, go to Sapelo, which is a full adventure within itself. I never hesitate to go when I get the opportunity because it is that awesome educationally, spiritually. It's just a wonderful weekend. Usually the hottest day of the year, so there you go. And then A Wonderful Approach, we will have our next retreat August 11th. So if it's not hot enough for you on July 28th, we're going to try it again in 2 weeks. But July 28th should be pretty hot, okay? But, you know, this is our season where we have Family Fun Day coming up August 19th. We got all kinds of things going on. There's no reason why you're not out and about enjoying this life, okay? Because life is meant to be enjoyed. We are blessed and privileged to be able to enjoy it. I remind myself of this. This is a good time to be born. And I don't know how many people can say that. And I'm not saying it's all perfect because it's not. I'm not saying we don't have our challenges because we do. What I am saying, though, is that there's a lot of positivity running around. And if you can focus yourself on it, if you can really, really pull it in, family, stay focused, you can enjoy some of these benefits in life, okay? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. I got the only someone in A Wonderful Approach is going to understand this, but I got me a brand new journal. You know, my other journal, I can't believe it, it's filling up, and I'm like, I ain't got enough space. So, yes, I have me a brand new journal, And I'm going to be taking full advantage of it, writing down all these good positive things. And this one, you know, so I have my gratitude journal. I got my reading journal. I got my dream journal. And I have my, I call it a knick-knack journal, just for random thoughts. And some of these thoughts get developed, and some of these thoughts just stay thoughts. But this journal is going to be for my radio shows, because radio programs, so much is moving so quickly. And so sometimes I am just grabbing pieces of paper that are around me and writing on them. So I want to make sure that I get everything done and everything written down. We're doing our housekeeping. Last night we had the energy report with Sister Unique. Oh, it was great. It was great. It helped me understand that some of these shifts that I've been feeling coming in, very natural, understandable, and it gave me some more insight into them. So that's always worth checking out. And that was on the 20th. And then we had DJ's Cafe, our networking. Awesome. Awesome. I mean, I don't know where she finds. I mean, yes, she's a business networker, so she's supposed to know a lot of business entrepreneurs. She knows everybody. And she brings them forward and really is able to highlight for people business aspects that you may not have thought of, business aspects that need to be hacked out before you start the business, mission statements, all of that. She is phenomenal with that. And then last Wednesday, we were talking about the Listening Project. We had Sister Melissa and Sister Prentice joining us. And it was such a good program. I love speaking about the Listening Project. I'm very excited about it. That's this upcoming Saturday in Charlotte. We're going to be out at the park. We're going to be out there, old school, blankets, chairs, music, good vibes. And the opportunity to be heard. I don't want you to say, oh, Mama Seven, don't listen. That I specialize in listening. I want to listen. I can't do anything. I can't even make a good suggestion if I didn't even hear what you think the problem is in the first place. So I'm so looking forward to it. I'm hoping a lot of people take advantage of the time and the space and get to come out and enjoy. I know I'm going to enjoy myself just seeing the Charlotte Angels and anybody that can come. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy that. And the year is not done. So much more coming up. So got to listen, got to pay attention. You'll see where we are, what we're doing, right? So today we're getting into the laws of attraction. And so I haven't done this in a minute, and I was like, ooh. I wanted to do this program. And then I had a conversation. I had a conversation with a young person who doesn't know what they're doing, doesn't know where they're going, feels bad about, doesn't know, blah, 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 right? And so after having that conversation, I was like, okay, I understand completely why we're having this law of attraction conversation tonight. And it's because, and I had to explain to this young person, don't worry, a lot of people don't know exactly what they're doing, and it has nothing to do with young people. It doesn't have anything to do with being young, old. It has something to do with I don't quite know. I don't know. It's taking me a moment. I haven't relaxed enough here. And so this person just going, feeling like they're stumbling through life, I had to tell her, this is a normal feeling, unfortunately. And I know it doesn't feel good, but it happened. This is a normal feeling. These happen. There are times when things do get very cloudy. And it's hard to give yourself direction, hard to give yourself purpose. You know, you may try one thing and end up stubbing your toe. You'll try another idea and end up losing all your money, whatever. There are difficulties over the place. And so I want to talk about this evening, and I would love those to share with me if you have experience with the law of attraction. And so what I want to go over what it is, okay? What the law of attraction is, and you know, if you spend any time between A Wonderful Approach and Mother Eagle Ministries, you know what the law of attraction is. Law of attraction is about intentionally bringing positive things into your life, intentionally using your thoughts, your energy, to bring positive things into your life. It's manifestation, but it really is an intentional aspect. That intentionality is everything. And it's so important that we go through this, because if we don't control what we're thinking about, we're not going to be able to control what occurs in our life. And then that's when things start to spin out of control. Now, just because you call yourself intentional doesn't mean you're not going to go through anything. It doesn't mean that things are always going to be perfect. But what it does mean is that, you know, you have the ability to work through them, cope through them, manage your emotions through them, and that alone is worth it. Because the wrong thing can send you down, call it the rabbit hole. And the thing about rabbit holes, you just never know where it ends up. They made a whole story. There's a whole culture behind Alice in Wonderland. And, you know, she fell down the hole, and then she got caught up in 1,000 little twists and turns, not being able to see where she was going and not being able to understand what was going on. So, slower, the law of attraction. This is when we are putting these positive intentions out. One of the reasons why this is so important that we review it and gather new skills for it, you know, one of the reasons why it's so important is because there's not necessarily an off switch on the universe. There's no off switch. So that means the universe is recording all the time. And so it doesn't matter if you're having a good day and it's recording, or you're having what you would call a bad day and it's recording. It's recording all the time. So even when you're making those little inappropriate jokes with your little girlfriend, yeah, it's recording then as well. Even when you are gassing up, you know, your girlfriend or your boyfriend's head, and you just fill in their head with stories and lies, it's listening then too. The one thing you have to know about the law of attraction is that this is not a light switch. It does not turn. It's always on. And some people, oh, I don't believe in that. It doesn't matter if you believe in it. It doesn't need you to believe in it. It only matters that it's occurring. And since it's occurring, you might as well take advantage of it and be intentional in it. You know what I'm saying? And so there are a couple of steps to this, but I have a caller that would like to speak, and I would love to hear from my caller. This is one of my favorite topics, you know, because I've seen it help so many people once they could kind of wrap their hands around it. So I want to grab the caller, and then we're going to get into these steps. How are we making this happen? Let's see here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
It's Melissa. Good evening.
Sister Melissa, how you doing?
I am good. Okay, so I wanted to ask this, and you kind of touched on it already, but I was going to say precision of language would be part of that, because when you were saying, like, if you're gaslighting folks, then that would be a deterrent from your law of attraction, right? Okay.
Yes.
And then, so I know I'm working on precision of language, but that's because, you know, me, how honest I am, I'm going to speak my truth, and I'm trying to learn how to use other words to get what I mean to say. without
mm-hmm.
damning myself at the same time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes, I do.
The other thing is when you have, now I'm not talking about depression or nothing like that, but when you get those random thoughts in your head of, you know, just some kind of negativity, no matter what it is, like how can you, what would you use to try to combat that? And then the other thing I was going to say is, also, the affirmations, that has to be part of this as well, because you're
Absolutely.
Trying to reprogram yourself to be in a better energy field.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You got it all right there, and I'm going to go through each one of these steps, okay? But I appreciate you for
okay.
calling in, my sister, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
I'll see you Saturday.
Saturday. All right. So, look, Sister Melissa done gave a checklist to work on, and I love it. Okay. Now, first thing she said off the bat, precision of language is part of that, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. In my opinion, that is, I'm going to say 80% of it. Because right now, especially right now, with social media just taking over the world with videos, there's a lot of outpour, right? And so we're doing all this talking, but the question is it precise? Are you really saying what you need to say? No less, no more. You know, are you putting the effort and thought into your speech? And this goes into precision of language is when we are speaking to others. But we also have to regulate our self-talk. So not only do we have to monitor how we speak and intend and interact with others, we also have to watch how we speak, intend, and interact with ourselves. How about that? How about that? I remember being a little girl, and, you know, my mother was, she spent a lot of time with us going over our religious studies, our Black history studies, you know, so we got academics at school, and we got everything else at home, as it should be, you know. And so she was trying to explain to me how, you know, not to covet things. And I was like, well, that's my brain, you know. I should be able to think what I want to think. And she explained to me, no, you may not, because thoughts lead to actions. And I, at that young age, and smart mouth, did not understand why and how my thought, just what I was thinking, would impact me. I'm like, you know, how in the world can I get in trouble just by thinking thoughts? I should be able to think what I want to say. Da-da-da-da-da. And, of course, now as an adult, I completely understand. I understand those very thoughts. What those thoughts are doing, and just to address the self-talk first, what those thoughts are doing is they're planting a seed. They are creating, and when you plant a seed, there's what? There's an expectation that it's going to grow. Seeds don't just sit. Seeds always grow. So if you're planting a seed, it's going to grow somewhere. It can grow in the dark. A lot of seeds grow and have grown before you even know it. Because what? We're sitting on a surface level, right? We're on the surface. But that seed is underneath, and it could be growing without us even aware of it. So this is why we have to control our thoughts. Because we are constantly planting and giving life. That's what seeds are. Seeds are a capsule of life. So we're constantly giving life to ideas that may not be good ideas. And we know they're not good ideas. But because we haven't verbalized them, we think, oh, we haven't birthed it. No, no, we're still giving it life. We're still nurturing it because we're allowing it to sit in our mind and sit in our spirit. So it's there. No matter how small, it's there. And so we have to make sure that we are monitoring our negative self-talk. Because it doesn't come out of your head does not mean that you're not still planting seeds and polluting, because that's what it is. You're polluting your own space. You're creating limitations by the things that you say and the things that you think about. So if you got yourself and you worried, oh, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to do this. And you're constantly creating barriers for yourself, you will have barriers. So the way this law of attraction works is if I worry about barriers, it doesn't bring solutions. It brings what I'm worrying about. Anything I'm thinking about, good, bad, it just brings it. Barriers, got it. I'll bring it. Rather than thinking about solutions and being solution-oriented, and then that's going to bring me more possibilities, more answers. How can I solve this? But if all you can focus on is barriers, all you can focus on is how this ain't going to work, how it can't work, no, guess what? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. We don't need negative self-talk, okay? So even if, let's say, so I'm working on my temple, and let's say, hey, I'm trying to take better care of my temple, right? So I don't need to say, this temple's never going to get right if I don't make changes. I don't need to put this in a negative connotation. All I have to do is say, I am working on my temple. I'm finding positive ways to heal my temple. And then what I do, I think about what a healed temple looks like, what it feels like. You know, I would like to be able to jog a mile in a certain amount of time. You know, that's a positive, that I'm creating a goal for myself. You know, Sister Melissa also spoke about affirmations. If you've been on one retreat, you know, you don't leave retreat without your affirmations. You don't leave retreat without your tools. So affirmations are part of those tools. What are you going to create so that you can move forward, right? So I will run a mile in this much time span. I will. I will get up and get to this gym. I will take those sodas, or I have already, but I will keep those sodas out of my life, you know. So there's ways that you can turn these statements of want into positives, because we need to work in the positive, right? Part of the law of attraction, we already spoke about taking that negative self-talk out. Let me tell you what that negative self-talk is. And every day I think I see this little monster peek out somewhere. And I'm like, oh, will somebody please get this wild monster running loose? And that's that horrible word, depression. Every day I see this depression piece trying to take over somebody. And I'm like, whoa, we've got to work harder to attract the positive, because the negative is comfortable sitting right there. It's comfortable. You've allowed it to get comfortable. So now we have to work against it. And how do we work against it? What we don't do is say, oh, you know, this depression is really getting to me. What we do, remember, we have to speak into the positive. And we don't focus on what we don't want. We focus on what we do want, you know. And you can say in our affirmation words, in our affirmation tones, I choose to be happy today. I choose to live a positive life. I choose to, and this is my thing, oh my goodness, I choose to feel love today. I always want to put that choice in there because I want to make sure that I understand I have the power to feel these things or not. I choose to be kind every day to all I meet. These are ways that we can create more positivity in our life, okay? The more positive we put out there, the more positive we get back. And you'd be surprised where it comes back at. It comes back in some of the most interesting places. You know, I always say, look, don't do it right now. Don't do it for the right now. Just do it because it's the right thing to do. And create that boomerang so that thing comes right back to you. Okay? This is how we're going to create and manifest positivity in our life. We're going to think about it. We're going to intentionally put that positive energy out there. We're going to make sure, and family, this is important, don't lose track of your prayers, okay? So if I call you and be like, hey, what's the prayer life like? You know, it is 100% a setup. Somebody has told on you. One of your ancestors has whispered, I think they could use a prayer, you know. This is where we are. So this law of attraction has us focusing on positivity. And that is going to allow more positive things to come into our life, okay? And you know who does this extremely well, especially if you catch them early? Children. Why? Because children have one-track minds. All they care about is the biscuit. You know, all they care, they care about the piece of candy. They care about the toy truck. They don't care about the how. They don't sit back and be like, God, I sure would like to do this way, this day. No. God's like, man, you got more stipulations. You got a lot of stipulations for somebody who wants something. Kids don't go through all that. They don't care how you get the truck. They just want that little Hot Wheel truck. They don't care. They don't care that they have 10 in the car and 20 in the house. They don't care about that. All they know is they want that little Hot Wheel, and they know that you're going to find some way to get that 99-cent Hot Wheel, period. And so the idea of, you know, and it's not to be self-centered. We don't want to do that, but we do want to be honest. I have people that don't really know what they want, okay? To say I want a good life means what? Because everybody has their own interpretation of what a good life is. You know what I'm saying? A good life for some people may be, hey, I want to, you know, be able to travel. I want to do this. I want to do that, you know. And then for other people, some people are like, I don't want to travel anywhere. I just don't want to work. Other people, a good life could be, you know, fame and, you know, fortune, having people, you know, being on TV or whatever. And so to say that you want a good life is not necessarily enough. All right. So you have to be able to define what does a good life look like? What does it look like? What's in your good life? Shelter. Okay, guess what? A car is shelter. So, you know, your mama's couch is shelter. Okay. So if you actually want more than that, go ahead and fill it out. You know, I strongly suggest people get actually, I spend a lot of time visualizing. I'll look online and find it. Find your house. How many bedrooms you say you need? How many bathrooms? You know, spend some time looking at what you need for a house rather than just saying, I need a house. You know, because right now they got tiny houses. They have a space the size of my bedroom. They would call that a house, you know. And so just to need shelter is not enough. Going to allow yourself to not daydream, not wish, but put some real energy and effort into thinking about what you want. And then put that energy forward. Do that thing every day. Anything that you do over and over, you will get good at. I promise you. Anything. But the problem is we're not aware of what we're doing over and over. I don't know if you've ever had a conversation with somebody, and then a year will pass, and you'll come back and have the exact same conversation. I've done it. And then I'd be like, has nothing changed in your life? You know, if you've ever met somebody and they start telling you about the highlights of their life, and they can remember when they made that high school touchdown and everybody clapped and cheered, and you're like, we've been out of high school 15 years. Are you serious? You know, nothing else has happened in your life where you are excited about or anything like that. You know, these are people that didn't push their minds forward. They didn't move forward. They didn't think forward. They weren't trying to do anything. So nothing really happened, literally. And so we have to be able to picture what you would call a good life and picture what you would want. You know, I go, I told my children, how many grandchildren I want to have. You're going to have this many kids and you're going to have this many kids. And they both argue with me. But I am visualizing myself as a grandmother. I'm visualizing them married, happy, married. When I say I visualize you as a parent, that means I visualize your ability to work and provide, be in a loving, sustaining relationship, for her to be able to carry, you know, carrying babies ain't no joke. So for her to be able to carry a baby and bring it forward, and, you know, that's what, all of that is part of my visualization to be a grandparent, you know. All of those are steps. You got to put those steps in place. You know, you have to almost create an expectation for positive things to happen, you know, because I can't get to be a grandparent if I can't get, you know, no marriages going, no dating going. And they can't be looking at my face thinking that that's going to produce grandchildren. And that's something I want to talk about too, something that we really need to understand. So we understand the law of attraction is about intentionally putting thoughts together that are going to create positive manifestations in this realm, right? But I got to talk to you about conflicting ones. Listen, family, conflicting wants is when you're wanting two things and the universe will cancel them things out because one doesn't equal the two. Well, one and one always equals two. The second you start getting any other number other than two, the universe is like, no, that doesn't make sense. And laws are built on a rationale, okay? There are laws within, you know, even God has laws. God's made laws for us to live by and that he enforces, okay? So there, for it to be a law, it's got to be enforceable, all right? So if I am wanting grandchildren, and I do, I also can't want you to be in my face 24/7. That's contradictory. That's not how babies get here. He's got to be in somebody else's face. So you see how this works? So me wanting both of those things, they will straight cancel each other out. Both of them are not going to win. And so we have to be open and honest. When I said this honesty piece is real, it is real. So as I'm taking care of my temple more, my ice cream is gone in its... No ice cream. Haven't had ice cream in quite some while. I love ice cream. And I not just regular ice cream. I like good, expensive ice cream. I don't like that, you know, cheap stuff. I want the good stuff. But guess, I can't be talking about and wanting and pining for and eating ice cream and then turn around and say, but I want to look good in my sundress. I want to lose my weight so I feel good and comfortable in my sundress, right? Spirit's like, okay, you know, you can wear the sundress and you can eat the ice cream. But if you do, you can't do both, okay? One is not going to work. And so don't have these contradictories in your manifestation tools, okay? So that means you got to really stop and think, am I doing everything I need to do? So if you're sitting here and you're like, oh, I want to make six figures. Now, I can tell you, six figures, I don't even think about six figures. I don't want to work that hard. But some people do. Some people want them six figures. They don't care if, you know, some places the cost of living, McDonald's might be getting you six figures now. But if you want six figures, but you're not going to leave the house to go fill out the application, nowhere. You're not going to work on your resume, nowhere. You're not willing to go back to school to possibly get another degree so that you can learn how, nowhere. You're not going to do none of this. Well, then chances are you're not going to get the six figures because the two are not going to add up. The one plus one is not getting to the two. So we have to really be honest with ourselves and dig a little deep and say, hey, what do I really do? What do I really want? And what am I willing to do about it? What am I willing to do for it? And that's going to lead us to feeling good about our manifestations. Now, if we're sitting around here double-minded, right, I can guarantee you you're going to get frustrated. You're going to sit back and you're going to tell me, oh, Mama Seven, that don't work, or blah, blah, blah. I'm going to ask you, how do you know it doesn't work? And then you'll tell me, and I'm like, oh, I hear the problem. I hear two questions, and we can't have that. So, you know, I really want everybody to think about when you're doing this law of attraction, is this something that I want? Is this something I'm willing to put the work forward on, okay? And anything and everything has steps to it, okay? You want this, all right, it takes steps, steps, steps. Are you willing to take the steps? Are you willing to go up there and do that? And if the answer is no, then you might want to sit down. So this is part of the law of attractions, okay? And like I said, if you'd like to share about your experience, if you've tried it before, you're welcome to press 1. That's going to open up the lines, and I'll know that you would like to speak. But when I tell you that this is a very powerful tool, there are times in my life where I have said, I want this. And I don't do it often because I try to, I want to be humble and I just want to be blessed. I don't want to pressure God and, you know, God, you know my heart. And there are times where I don't want to ask. And I'd be like, you know, Lord, just bless me accordingly. And they're like, okay. Now, we have an angel where any and everything I say, okay, fine. Okay. Fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's fine. And then one time I just had to correct it. I'm like, you know what? It's not fine. It's not fine. It really is jacked up. I'm not happy about this. And you know, burst into tears. And you're like, no, I'm not happy either. I'm like, well, why do you keep saying it's fine? How is God supposed to solve this problem if you keep saying everything is fine? So God can sit here, your guardian angels will report to God. God be like, oh, look like my baby is uncomfortable. And the angels will say what? She keeps saying she's fine. I don't know. She looks uncomfortable to me too. But she keeps saying she's fine. So, hey, you're going to leave her be because she says she's fine. No. We don't harp on negativity, no. We don't overemphasize, you know, those things. At the same time, though, there has to be a level of honesty, right? There has to be a part where we are, you know, and I started this maybe a month ago, where I say how I'm feeling, you know. How are you doing today? I have a little fatigue. But I'm working on pumping myself up. I just had a praise break in my shrine room. I'm doing this. See, that but cancels everything that came before it. And so I have gotten into the habit of being honest. You know, how are you feeling? Oh, you know, the knee's a little testy today, but I'm working on my exercises. You know, I got my little chair exercises, and I am elevating my knee when I have a chance, and I am doing this and this and this, right? In this law of attraction, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with your desires. And I could tell you something else. I told you a couple of things, right? I told you about not doing the self-talk, the negative self-talk. I said about not wanting contrary wants. And then also I just spoke about not playing yourself short, okay? Don't play yourself short. You know, if you are feeling good and this, feel good. If you're feeling kind of iffy, you can be iffy. It's okay. Just make sure, put that work, anything that you put out there, understand that this is going up into the universe. Everything you put out there. Everything you put out there. So knowing that everything is going to God, knowing that everything we say and do is going to be reported by these angels, do you understand now really the power of this law of attraction? Everything. So how many things, think about it in a day, an average day, how many times might you complain about the neighbor? How many times might you complain about a coworker? Coworker, oh my goodness, they get on my nerves, they better not come over here, blah, 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 blah. And the universe is like, oh, you want your coworker to come to you? Think about it. How many times, and this is a biggie, are we letting foul words come out of our mouth? How many times are we having all these negative occurrences in our day? A lot of them started, initiated by us. And then how many times a day are we going into the very thing that will protect us from that? And that's our prayer. That's our meditation. That's our positivity. So I know people that will listen to 2 hours of this very hard, very rough rap music, right? And then we'll play one gospel song. And they quickly turn through that. How many hours are we spending in gossip about crazy people and then turn around and think how many minutes we're spending intentionally encouraging someone? You know, we have to be very, very aware of our own frequency. Are we doing enough to really create this positive frequency to where we can say our day was overall good and positive? You know, I think about our teachers out there, our educators. And some of our educators do a great job, and they're really reaching these kids, and they're changing these kids' lives. You know, my big boy said to me, he said, I remember every word that came out of Coach C's mouth, one of his coaches. He said, Mom, every word. I haven't done football in 5 years, and I can remember every word he said to me. That's how much I paid attention to him. That's how important he was. So certain teachers and educators are doing a great job, and they're really making that mark on our children. And then we have the 99% of the other ones that are leaving marks, but they're more like scars. they're not able to control themselves in the middle of these situations. They're not able to really harness that positivity. They're not able to harness those good thoughts and emotions. Then they're not able to plant positive seeds that will last, period, because not only does Solomon remember everything that Coach Sue said, he repeats it. He repeats it. Oh, remember Coach C said, blah, 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 blah. And so Coach C's words are living on and on. We haven't seen this man for 4 or 5 years. But his words are ringing like they were yesterday. So when we talk about the laws of attraction, how much positivity are we putting out there? So think about even your work. How can you be positive in the work that you do? Some of us are surrounded by some negative Nancys. You know, I hate to doubt, I hate to put shame on the whole of all Nancys ever, but we got our share of them, okay? And it can make the day long and everything. You have to find ways to work past that negative energy, because you cannot manifest, your manifestation slows down. Your law of attraction slows down when your light is not shining bright. So let's work on how we can create more positive attraction to ourselves. I had this one sister say, you know what? I need to change my circle. I said, yes, you do. I said, I have a wonderful circle, though. I know a wonderful circle. You know, we have to make sure that we have a place to be wonderful at. We have to make sure that we have a place where we can strengthen what we put out. So, of course, that strengthens what we get back. You see? This is the ultimate, this is the universal boomerang. Be intentional with what you put out. Understand that some of the things that you do and say will create a boomerang of positivity that will continuously come back to you. I hope that every time Solomon says Coach C, that an angel just, you know, showers him like fairy dust with blessings over his head. For at that moment when he was talking to a bunch of, you know, sweaty little teenage boys, that some of that was sinking in. So what if we could all do that? As we create this positivity, as we work on our self-talk, as we work on our precision of language, this is fine-tuning precision of language. This is when we take our language and get it so precise, there is no question about the intent nor the deliverer. We got this. And then there'll be others that will pray for the fairy dust for us. There'll be others that will pray that, you know, that these words continue to live, because we were intentional and we were kind and giving, and then we'll turn around and we'll see that in our life. We'll see that positive return to us, okay? This is something to think about, family. During devotions, let me tell you, I had quite a few people get back with me and say their devotions was awesome. They said their devotion made them feel like a kid at Christmas time. They got everything they were looking for. I had people, like instructed, go into devotions with some very real plans. Don't just be over here, I'm doing this because Mama Seven said so, because that's not the true mission. That's not the true mission, okay? My clout only goes with so high. I tell you, God thinks I'm cute, but that does not mean I'm the mission. Not at all. The mission is to create this gift basket for God. The mission is to be able to follow God's instructions. The mission is to be able to challenge yourself physically. The mission is to put something in proper perspective that need to be brought into perspective. And I had quite a few people tell me that they got what they were looking for. I had quite a few people say, Mama Seven, I didn't think I could do that, but I can. And I did. And I feel stronger because of it. And so as we're going through this life and this understanding, we have to find times to really say, hey, I want this, so I'm willing to put the energy forward on it. The law of attraction doesn't have to take time out of your, it doesn't have to pull you away from jobs. It doesn't have to pull you away from this relationship or that one. It doesn't have to dominate your space or anything like that. What the law of attraction should do is make you more aware of what you're already doing. We're already bringing these things to us. Let's be intentional with it, though. Put a request in. Okay? I hope everybody got something from this. I know I did. I definitely understand that I need to be a little bit more direct in my own wants and wishes. It's okay. Be direct. Ask, know what you want and ask for what you want. And I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on that. Sure as my name is Mama Seven. I encourage everyone to find, you know, start small. Start with one thing. One thing. Even if that one thing is a big thing. Start with one thing and think of something that you really want in your life. And then take everything around that and brush it away. So it stands out by itself, this one thing that you really want. And then anything that conflicts with that, take that away. To where it's only this standing there. And then put a color on it. You know, if you want yours to be in hot pink, you know, if you want yours to come in a 4x4-sided brick, you know, no matter what you want from this, put it out there. So you have this image, this visual of this one thing you want. No conflicts in the way. Pick out your color and focus on that. Allow that to be your driving force. Allow that to be your gift to yourself. You know, allow your energies and actions to act as if this is on the way. Okay, so if you ask for a pink one, don't go out there and buy a conflicting color of it. No, no, everything's going to be pink. Pink's all around if that's what you're looking for. You see what I'm saying? Line yourself up with a level of expectation that what you want, God will gift to you. And watch that thing come through. I have been so very tickled to be speaking on this right here. I, my personal spirit, you know, these are spirit-led, you know, spirit-led programs, spirit-led radio, spirit-led retreats, spirit-led everything, right? So I would say that this one is for me. You know, I would say that this law, that this radio program was a great reminder, and I'm so glad to see all the phone lines filled, fantastic, you know, all the, to me, that means that this message of positivity is getting out there to that many more people. But I'm so glad because I needed this reminder of how to create this level of urgency, expectation, positivity around the things that I desire, and then moving positively, confidently forward in that, okay? So I hope everyone is going to take a minute and to select something. Now, if you're an expert, you know, you don't have to collect, you don't have to select one thing. If you're an expert, you know, make it happen. You know, I need Talib on the line, and he will tell you how to make it all happen, how to produce mega candy bars while we're fasting, how to get Chipotle delivered to your door, and mama don't do that. I mean, it's, he'll tell you all about it. There isn't anything that he's wanted that he has not gotten because he thought about it. And if he ever runs out of thought, he said, oh, mom, I need some of that magic paper. I said, boy, magic paper. He said, yes, it is. I need some of that magic paper because I'm going to write it down and I'm going to give it time. So he already knows how strong this is. Now, don't let Talib out think because you know he's going to talk about you if you do. Let all of us think about those, that one thing, and let's really focus on it. And please share with me when you, when it comes through, because I love to hear about it so I can tell others, hey, got another one. Stay inspired. Stay encouraged. God is in the miracle business. So let's work on that. Moving into prayer. Why? Because prayer is what we do. Prayer changes things. Prayer helps bring about these laws of attraction. Prayer helps us to get ready for the blessings. Because sometimes we be wanting to get blessed and we're not quite ready for it. So God and making those prayers will help us to get ourselves ready so that God can put that blessing right in our lap and we have everything that we're looking for, right? So moving into the prayer portion, Father, Mother, God, we come before you joyfully. We come before you excited about new possibilities that are quickly approaching. God, when you said transition, we got it. That positive energy is coming in right now as we speak. I know for a fact that we have these positive changes coming about. All we have to do is keep our head focused, keep our life positive, keep our energy moving towards you so that we can continue to grow, we can continue to develop, we can continue to be these positive lighthouses. God, grant us the strength this upcoming Saturday as we set out to be part of our community in such a bold way. God, continue to be with us as we travel these highways and byways. Watch over our homes as we're away. Allow our children to be safe, whether they're with us or not. God, we ask that you continue to give us that divine guidance so that we can be prepared as the world is going through its right sizing. God, we pray for healing of the body. We pray for healing of the mind. We pray for the abundance of wealth and resources so that we can have the means to continue to do the work that you would have us do. God, we want to say thank you for the blessings that have already come through our bloodlines, whether we're speaking about ancestors or the blessing of children. God, we're going to ask you to have a covering over those that are unwell and need your special prayer. God, I want to thank you for all the blessings in my personal family and as it ripples out into our community and allowing it to be our global community. All of these things I ask in your name. Amen.